Now, getting back to the connection between the prison industrial complex and the assault on immigrants, you know, what happens is that many of the corporations that have been attracted to third world countries literally leave people without jobs here in this country because it's more profitable to pay wages of $2.50 an hour. A day. Sorry. I mean, that even $2.50 an hour is nothing. I mean, you get paid more than that at McDonald's. But when you consider, when you consider that, you know, companies, industrial, automobile companies, for example, they have left. Detroit used to be Motown, right? No longer. So what's happened to all of those people who historically have worked with those corporations that have decided that it is more profitable to move into a third world country and set up shop there? You know, these are the people precisely who end up participating in the alternative economies, in the drug economy, and taking drugs too. Or rather taking illicit drugs. You know, because a lot of people take drugs in this country. A lot of people take drugs. As a matter of fact, it's so interesting that there is this so-called war on drugs on the one hand, on certain kinds of drugs, and then other kinds of drugs are represented as the panacea, you know? You know, if you're caught with a little crack, you spend 5 years in prison. But then on the other hand, the pharmaceutical company tells you that Prozac is the way to make yourself feel better and to be more normal. As a matter of fact, if you look at the extent to which the war on illicit drugs has historically been tied to the development of psychotropic drugs in terms of the pharmaceutical corporations, there's another connection that we would have to make. You know, those who take Prozac don't go to prison, though. You know, they go to their corporate suites. They go to the university. Well, anyway, let me leave that.